Joining us from Waitangi is Ruben Epiha. Ruben has connections to the north, particularly to Ngāti Kau, and he's been a great colleague to work with. He is our senior reporter, editor, and newsreader for Wāte News and our Reo Māori delivery, and particularly oversees our Manukau current affairs program. He's kindly with us from Waitangi. Thanks for your time, Ruben. Tēnā koe.
Let me tell you, Dale, it's the sun is shining, the tide is full, and I'd say so is the manawa, so is the ngākau. It's been an awesome couple of days here in Waitangi. The whenua is rustling, bustling with the sounds of tamariki and whānau, and not just tamariki, pakeke mai, kaimātua mai, pākeā mai, and haina mana mai, inia mai. We've got whānau from all cultures representing the world at Waitangi this year, and it's a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful sight to see.
The media would paint it as a gathering place for Māori protest or activists, but I sense many parents feel that it is a great educational opportunity for their tamariki and their rangatahi. E hau whakaro.
I totally agree. I've had the privilege this morning of sitting in the rangatahi forum tent. Right now, there's a rangatahi panel that have been throwing questions at the Minister Shane Jones and Tama Pōtaka around the Te Tai Ao and the Te Reo Māori and some of the things that affect them as rangatahi. And what makes me proud, I think, the most is seeing that they've got our next generation have an understanding or an idea of what they want their future to look like. And they've been able to challenge the ministers this morning as to their maybe disbelief that maybe it won't end up like the way they want it. And the ministers have been really good in response. So it's really humbling to be a part of this year. And being from home, it's been a while since I've been to Waitangi. I used to broadcast it quite often, and it's not the same as it used to be. It used to be quite a lot more radical, I think. But it seems to be a lot more peaceful this time around, even though, the challenges with the government and what's happening and what the desire is of the government, I think have, I thought it might be a bit more radical, but it's actually quite peaceful. And I'll tell you what, the first part of radicalism I've seen is these Toitrite Tiriti placards that whānau have just finished making themselves to take up to the pōhiri for the government who are about to get welcomed onto Te Runanga, Te Whare Runanga, at 11 a.m. this morning. Yesterday the kingitanga arrived. Oh my gosh, far out. It was so awesome. I suppose it made it a bit meaner for me because a lot of the people in the kaihaka in that pōhiri with whānau and uncles and cousins and nephews and aunties and nieces, and I could hear and feel the wairua as they welcomed on Te Kiritanga and Te Hahi Rātana. It's beautiful, Dale. I'm so happy to be home.
Tēnā koe. And I'm pleased that you're there too, seeing it with your own eyes. Now, just explain that, because you mentioned that Shane and Tama have already been part of the Rangatahi Forum, so that was kei te pai for them to turn up there, having not been welcomed on officially as yet, which I think is scheduled for about 11 o'clock, isn't it, Ruben?
That's correct. Government pōhiri to be welcomed on to Te Whare Runanga at 11 a.m. It is interesting. I suppose Shane, he haukainga a Shane, e harai te mea he waiwai tapu rāua. They're not new faces to the pōhiri or to the Waitangi scene. So I suppose in that instance, is it as necessary for them to be pōhiri before they come to this? Maybe not. But, I mean,
well, they're the ones that the people want.
I think they've done really well in this forum. you know, it's one thing being in a forum in Parliament, but this one in front of your own people, in front of your young people, your next generation, I think it's a bit more, it makes it harder, and I think they did really well.
Tenakwe, well, they're seasoned hands. I know that there was some umbrage taken when Tama referred to David Seymour as a mangai for Rehia. He was shut down pretty quickly there, and of course, Shane copped some criticism. He's a pretty thick-skinned character, though, Shane Jones. And really, the discontent, no doubt, will surface when the government is welcomed. The opposition parties on Saturday, yesterday, Te Pāti Māori with the Kingitanga and Maniapoto. Today, the so-called three-headed Taniwha, or the Den of Lions, arrive. The Pakeke Spiders, as they have been referred to, so already sort of on the ante as they come to be welcomed onto the treaty grounds. It's going to be pretty hot when they do arrive, don't you think, Ruben?
Oh, it's hot as already. It's hot as already. So I'll tell you, I just want to touch on that Tamapotaka thing. You know, the reason he got shut down was because he's not Ngāti Rehia. If you're not Ngāti Rehia, you can't talk about Ngāti Rehia. So, you know, that's why Kipa Munro sat him down or stopped him from going on that kōrero.
Embarrassing for Tama?
Yeah, you know, when you're a taumata, on the taumata, that stuff's going to happen. So I think, you know, I wouldn't be embarrassed. You know, it's just part and parcel of sitting on the taumata. And you've got to be thick-skinned to take that stuff. So maybe, but, you know, you can laugh that stuff off afterwards.
Well, it's going to be interesting what does happen. Let's hope that nothing untoward does occur. You know how the media roll here, and they delight in finding issues, contentious issues, or obscenities shouted, or T-shirts thrown. They're just waiting for that that camera op to beam it around New Zealand as if it's some unruly gathering of Ngai Māori. When in actual fact, the picture you're painting for us is vastly different to that.
Yeah, I suppose it's because of what I've seen before. Eh? It's always been a big I don't know how else to describe it. It's a beautiful feeling, and I'll be interested to see the government, Pohuri. We'll get a live stream of that happening about at 11 o'clock this morning on our Irirangi Wātea Facebook stream. So for our whānau who want to tune in, do that. The forum tech is being broadcast live as well on Tetokoe FM Facebook page. So.
Well, worth a look. Ruben, thanks for sharing some time with us. It's been great talking with you, Rubes. Thanks. Ruben Epihar is with us, one of our senior broadcasters, news gatherers, particularly Rotui Te Reo Māori.